Welcome to another edition of In Focus. My name is Bob Perot. Very pleased to be joined via Zoom today by PEP Executive Director Suzanne Rintoul. Suzanne, thanks for being back on In Focus.
Thank you for having me, Bob. It's always a pleasure.
Now, we have a lot that we want to cover today, but one of the main things that we wanted to discuss about was the return of the Community Center Without Walls, which I understand is back and up and running.
It is. Yeah, we're currently in our second week, and we're very fortunate to have received a grant again from the Good Companions. And we had partnered with Lanark, the ConnectWell, they are known as now, in the past during the pandemic. And currently we are running the program independently, and we're happy to be able to do that to help reach isolated seniors in the Perth and area and district area.
I love this program. We talked about it when it initially came up a while ago in the during the pandemic. This is geared towards seniors. It reaches out. It helps break the barrier of isolation, which, pandemic or not, is often there for seniors, isn't it?
It is. It's really unfortunate that there's so many isolated seniors, and I feel like PEP is always just scratching the surface, as I'm sure many programs feel that they have a large list of people that are in need. That it's difficult to reach those people. They're isolated, and often they don't even know what programs are out there, right? So the more that we can get the word out, the better, and provide some programming to their day and to help break up their time, right?
Yeah, and that connection that, some of them may not even realize that they're seeking, and I know in conversations in the past with PEP that sometimes they reluctantly take part in some of these things to start, but then find out that it's just a joy to be a part of, and they start to make new connections and friendships. And, as someone who is sort of facilitating that transition, it must be just so rewarding.
It is. Yeah, we're happy to have 80% of our clients that are returning, and then new clients as well. So that's really wonderful. And if anybody knows anyone that is isolated, by all means, they can give us a call. And it's a simple program for seniors to use. So all you need to do is you call us at PEP at 613-201-7172. And you just say, I have somebody who could use a phone call. So they literally just have to pick up the phone. And what we do is like a sample of our day program. So it's a very, very condensed version, obviously, because usually our clients come to the day program from 9:30 until 3. And these phone calls are just an hour. And we try to put a little piece of each of the sections of the therapeutic program into the phone call for the clients.
Which is awesome. First off, the fact that it's a phone call, this is technology that they are comfortable with. It is something that they've been using for decades. You're not trying to reinvent the wheel here. You're not saying, okay, we're going to do this over Zoom or whatever. You're doing it in a way that automatically instills a little bit of comfort in them.
That's right. Yeah. They can sit in their most comfortable chair, right? And enjoy. We start usually with like a physical warm-up. So it's important that they continue to do deep breathing to keep expanding those lungs, get the oxygen flowing to the brain. So we start with a little bit of that, the deep breathing exercises, and then we start with a language warm-up. So we might say to each of them, we go around, call them by name. Okay, Bob, name five musical instruments.
Five musical instruments. Okay. And I'm going to go through this with you now. I think this is great for our listeners to hear. Okay. So five musical instruments. You've got a xylophone, drums, the sousaphone, the saxophone. Why am I on the phones? And a guitar. There you go. So
yeah, you forgot the easy ones, Bob.
Like, I did. Yeah, I don't know why I went so hard. The sitar, Anyway.
Yeah, those sorts of things just help to get their minds stimulated and active. You know what it's like when you've been away on holidays for a long time, and when you're coming back, the night before, you're thinking, gosh, I think my brain is mush. How am I going to get through my day tomorrow, right?
So try being in radio. You go away for a week, you come back, and then you want to speak to somebody and sound somewhat intelligent. It can be difficult. I mean, that's hard for me on most days, but nonetheless, it's you throw in a holiday. But I know exactly what you're talking about. It's almost like a fatigue.
Yeah, you need to keep your mind active, right?
Absolutely.
Yeah, so then that's followed up with like an education piece. So last week, obviously, we had Canada Day. So coming up to Canada Day, we talked about some of Canada's history. And then at the end of the programming, we wrapped it up with some recall. And the recall consists of trivia. So who was Canada's first prime minister? When was our flag created? You know, those sorts of things that Pauline will have chatted with them about. And it's just, how much of that did you recall? And, you know, learning new things is always good for all of us, right?
Oh, absolutely. Yeah. And I love that because you're giving them the information. They're listening, they're engaging with you. And then you do the trivia afterwards based on what they've just spoken to. And again, it's another great mind exercise, not just for seniors, for anyone.
Exactly. Yeah. And it's lots of fun because Pauline also gives them an opportunity to just chat on the phone. Mm-hmm. And they have a lot of good laughs. And we're very blessed to have two volunteers in the community as well that are part of the program. And they just, they're very good at bringing a lot of fun to the program for the seniors, for sure.
So again, it's a phone call. It's that easy for people to take part in this. And in order to get registered or to get involved with this, it's just a matter of calling PEP and saying, hey, I'd like to be a part of this.
Mm-hmm.
And the phone number, if I'm not mistaken, 613-201-7172.
That's correct. Yeah.
And they just say, whoever answers the phone, just say, hey, I'd really like to be a part of the Community Center Without Walls, and or my mother or my father. I'm sure you have lots of references that way, or referrals.
Mm-hmm. We do. Yeah, we definitely do. Last year, we made 350 phone calls and reached out to 70 individuals. So I hope, you know, like I said, we are just scratching the surface, I'm sure, but any help we can be, you know, some people say, oh, I love it when they call because he just sits there in his chair and he's content to just, you know, get some education and a little bit of exercise. And the caregiver also feels a bit of respite at that time too, right? They don't have to be on. So caregiver respite is an important part of what we do here at PEP as well.
Yeah. And this Community Center Without Walls is just part of what you do at PEP. We have a number of other things that we wanted to touch on as well and let our listeners know about. So I'll just say, Suzanne, take it away.
Yeah. So one of the important aspects we found, I guess, during the pandemic, we realized this, but we've continued to do so, is a caregiver chat. And the caregiver chat is essentially caregivers coming together to PEP on the third Friday of the month. We do provide respite while they're here. So in one room, the caregivers will sit, they have tea, lemonade, whatever it is. And we give them a short information session about helpful hints. And then we just let them talk amongst themselves about the difficulties that they're having and what works for them, and sort of give other caregivers the idea of what sort of things might be coming down the road for them and how can they prepare for that, right? It's always a little bit disheartening to hear what could be on the horizon, but it's also good to be prepared.
Yeah, the collective experience, you know, strength in numbers when you're dealing with difficult situations is invaluable. Like it is just, even if it just helps you to know that there are other people who are going through what you're going through.
Exactly.
Right. Yeah. At that time. And again, like we talked about isolation, well, caregivers can feel that way too, when they think that this is all that they're doing and they're completely alone in it.
Yeah. And I am honestly like amazed how many people do join, that they are just in awe that, okay, so I'm not alone in this, right? That's, it's important to reach out. If you don't know who to reach out to for certain situations, just call us and we'll help to direct you in the way you need to go. Like navigating the healthcare system can be very difficult for people. And if I can provide any support in that, I will definitely aid anyone that needs assistance.
So again, anyone who would like to be a part of that and to learn more, best to contact PEP.
Yeah.
Mm-hmm. Okay. All right.
Yeah, and it's the third Friday of the month and we do it at 2:00 and we do it here at the Elliott Street Clinic.
Fantastic. Now, when they're being there, obviously they need to cover off their care.
Yeah.
You know, like so that is a part of it, isn't it?
It is. Yeah. So what we do is we divide into two rooms, and I'm very fortunate to have some great staff who will spend time with the clients themselves and do some fun games with them, you know, games like Crokinole or table tennis or whatever we can drum up that week that's kind of fun for them that they have always enjoyed. And they have a great afternoon, and and the caregivers get to spend some time just talking about their challenges, like I said.
Yeah, which is, again, is incredibly valuable. Now, shifting gears a bit here, I know that there's a golf tournament coming up.
We do. We have a golf tournament coming up. This is our, I want to say, 2014. So it's, I think it's our eighth tournament now that we've had. And it's at the Perth Golf Course. And we've been very fortunate to have their support year after year. And it's a nine and dine. And people can sign up anywhere between 3 and 5 o'clock. The meals are always good at the Perth Golf Course. And it's important for PEP to do this fundraising as we try to keep our fees as low as possible so that it's affordable for everybody. So
fantastic. And to sign up for that,
you can actually just go to the Perth Golf Course website and sign up for PEP 9 and Dine.
Fantastic. Well, Suzanne, before I let you go, was there anything else that you wanted our listeners to know today?
Yeah, well, I guess another thing I wanted to add was the United Way has is sponsoring PEP for another year, which is very helpful in the keeping the Smith Falls location open. We do still have spots available in Smith Falls, and we do give free trials. So if anybody knows a senior that would benefit from coming to the program, they're welcome to try it out. Usually, I would say 90% of the time, or even more so, people enjoy it and they continue to come, and it's more important for caregivers than the client themselves in some situations. So.
Oh, for sure. And that break is monumental, because you have to look at mental health and certainly the pressures of caring for someone long-term, whether mm-hmm. it be, a senior who may be ill or living with some sort of condition, or even like young children as well. You know, it's it can be quite the,
it's exhausting.
It's taxing. Yeah, it absolutely is. So it's an incredible service that is being offered, of course. And if people would like to know more, the best way to do it would probably be to go to your website. It's a good place to start.
Yeah, the website is one place to go to find out all the programs that we offer. And I do love to speak with people on the phone too, because I think we can offer so much more information, just to chat in person and try to figure out what the need is. So, bringing your loved one to PEP, not only do you know that they're getting a therapy-based program, you can go home and rest for the day, put your feet up and watch Netflix all day, or you can go and do errands. You know, it's just a free day, and you know that your loved one is in good hands. So give us a call if you feel it's something that you would benefit from.
What is the website address again, just for people who may want to, start that process?
Sure. It's www.morepep.ca.
I love that. Morepep.ca. Perfect. And once again, the phone number, if anybody would like to contact you about any of the things that we've talked about today, is
613-201-7172.
Excellent. We're going to put that phone number and that website up on our website when we post this conversation. So Suzanne, as always, it's a pleasure to speak with you. We really appreciate it. I know it won't be too long until we cross virtual paths again. So thanks for doing this.
Thank you very much for having me, Bob.
You're very welcome.
Thank you to everybody at Lake 88 for all their support always.
No problem. I mean, you're a great bunch too. I mean, the things that you're doing are just amazing. So we're just happy to get the word out.
We've got a great community. It's awesome.
Yeah, we're so lucky to live where we do.
Yeah.
Suzanne Rintoul, the Executive Director of PEP Therapeutic Center, has been joining us today on this edition of In Focus. Remember, if you want to check out a little bit more, give Suzanne a call. She's always happy to speak with people. 613-201-7172. I'm Bob Perreault. Thanks for listening. Have a wonderful day.